Right, so the pasuk says, "Ra'ita b'shivya, eishet yivat tor v'chashakta ba v'lakachta lecha le'isha." Torah says that if you're in the middle of a war, and one of the soldiers sees a beautiful woman on the other side, a non-Jewish woman, and he likes her so much, she's so beautiful, v'chashakta ba, he falls in love with her, he's allowed to take her and make her into a wife. Rashi writes right away, "Lo dibra Torah ella k'neged yetzer hara." The Torah here is speaking in correspondence, basically giving in to the yetzer hara. She'im eina kadosh baruch hu matira yisane b'isur, because if the Torah would not allow it, the man would do it anyways, and it would be asur, but he would do it anyways. Avlaim sa'as ofoliot sona. But we should just know that if he does do this, if he marries her, then she's going to be an isha snuash. Ne'emar acharav ki itiyana le'ish v'sofol holid b'mena ben sorer umareh lekach nisbechu parshiyot halalo. The Torah actually puts together three different parshiyot: the eshet yivatoar, the isha snua, and then eventually the ben sorer umareh, to tell you that this is, even though you might want to do this, it's not going to end very well. It's just a fascinating idea that the Rashi should say, that the Chazal should say, dibra Torah k'neged yetzahara, that it recognizes that certain people have limitations, and it's better for them to do it in the framework of the Torah than it is for them to do it outside the framework of the Torah. Sometimes the Torah has to bend a little bit to accommodate man's natural impulses, even if it's not recommended. The Torah says this is going to have a bad ending, but if you can't control yourself, at least we're going to give you a way of doing it which at least has some kind of connection still to the Torah.